Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. A federal appeals court is blocking enforcement of a new Texas law that would give local police the power to arrest people suspected of crossing the border illegally. As Rebecca Rossman reports, the ruling came hours after the U.S. Supreme Court said that the law could take effect.
The surprise late-night ruling from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals means the measure known as Senate Bill 4 is once again on hold. SB 4's implementation was previously blocked last month after lawsuits by the Biden administration and immigrants' rights groups that called the bill discriminatory and unconstitutional. The measure would make unauthorized entry into Texas a crime and give police the power to arrest anyone suspected of illegally entering the country and deport them to Mexico. Mexico has said it would not comply with the law, quote, under any circumstances. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman.
President Biden and former President Trump won their party's primaries last night. Contests were held in Florida, Ohio, Kansas, Illinois, and Arizona. Florida did not hold a Democratic primary because only Biden's name appeared on the ballot. In Ohio, Trump-backed candidate Bernie Moreno has won the GOP primary for a chance to challenge incumbent Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown in November. A GOP race to fill the California seat vacated by former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy appears headed for a runoff. President Biden is trying to shore up support from Latino voters. NPR's Deepa Shivaram is traveling with the president in Arizona.
Biden rallied with Latino supporters at a Mexican restaurant in Phoenix on Tuesday. He talked about his administration's investments in Latino small businesses and Hispanic-serving institutions. But he was also quick to call out former President Trump and his rhetoric talking about immigrants.
This election is not a referendum on me. It's an election between me and a guy named Trump.
This week, the campaign also released an ad targeting Latino voters. The video highlights Biden's efforts to cut the cost of insulin and his support for reproductive rights. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, Phoenix.
Former Joint Chiefs Chair, retired General Mark Milley, faced some tough questioning at a House hearing on Tuesday on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, Democrats and Republicans on the Foreign Affairs Committee are blaming each other for the chaos that ensued during the withdrawal.
One Democratic lawmaker called it a, quote, highly politicized hearing, and other Democrats pointed out that, listen, it was President Trump who reduced the number of U.S. troops and approved a deal with the Taliban that called for a withdrawal of all U.S. troops even earlier in the spring, and the military was not involved in those talks. So the end game in Afghanistan, they say, was more than just a few days in August.
Tom Bowman reporting. This is NPR News. Two former Mississippi police officers have been sentenced for their roles in a racially motivated attack on two black men in January 2023. Hunter Elward received a 20-year sentence, while Jeffrey Middleton received a 17-year sentence. Four others are still awaiting punishment. All six admit torturing Michael Jenkins and Eddie Terrell Parker using stun guns, a sex toy, and other objects after storming the home that they were visiting. Georgia is poised to carry out its first execution since 2020. The state's parole board has denied clemency for Willie James Pye, clearing the way for his execution tonight. From member station WABE, Shemaine Cruz reports that advocates for Pye say he is intellectually disabled.
The decision by the five-member board comes after a closed-door meeting to consider information for or against clemency for Pye. Advocates delivered more than 5,000 signed petitions to the board on Monday asking them to spare Pye's life. They say his low recorded IQ is evidence of an intellectual disability. Georgia is the only state in the country that requires proof beyond a reasonable doubt that someone is intellectually disabled to be exempted from the death penalty. Pye, a 59-year-old black man, was convicted in the 1993 killing of his former girlfriend Alicia Lynn Yarbrough. Her family has said they stand behind the court's decision to execute Pye. He's scheduled to die by lethal injection Wednesday. For NPR News, I'm Shemaine Cruz in Atlanta.
And I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.